Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, beautiful sounds coming there from Tokozo Mbambo this morning. I love the Lord. I remember how this one was done by the late Whitney Houston. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I remember how it was also done by Kirk Franklin and the family. And now we see it being done by Ntokozo Mbambo on this awesome morning. Right here on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. You're on Just For You. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, you have Germany. Yanni Belsa on Perspective. And after him, you have Lukom Kwedi Puti on Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. Up until 3 o'clock. And right now, I am joined by Dr. Abel Tlailani. That is his besuk met Dr. Tlailani. Goeiemore, Dr. Tlailani. Hoe gaan dat met u?
Dit gaan baie goed, Bongie.
Altijd. Altijd.
Ja, je moet altijd goed gaan. Otherwise, you're going to be extinct.
Okay, okay, so we have to learn from you.
Yeah,
yeah, I was wondering if one day you would come and say, ah, nee man, vandaag, there's nie goed nie. Nothing is working out.
Well, I keep that to myself.
So. You keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
And you take it to the Lord.
Right.
And he deals with it.
That's everything for me.
You're saying it's cold outside?
Yeah, it's cold. It's about 20.
Isn't it confusing? Okay. Don't listen to me. My temperature is different from everybody else's temperature. On the site, if you just peep a little bit there's your knob, then you can get your audio coming out perfectly. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see.
Now
it doesn't seem to be working, but we'll fix it later.
Is it? Is it okay? Okay, let's do this and get to it. Once we start, you know, we might never stop. So let's take Kelita and fix that. Kelita says, "Mighty God, family." And then I'm just fixing some technology in studio with Dr. Abel Tlailani.
Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
It is 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we gave you awesome sounds coming then from Kelita, Mighty God. Today we're talking hemorrhoids, piles. We know them as piles. They are commonly known as piles. I think that's Dr. Tlailani said to me, that's the slang, Sibongile, that's the slang that they use or that people use and they know them as piles. But they are hemorrhoids. They are hemorrhoids. And it is said that they are swollen veins in the anus and rectum and often caused by constipation, straining during bowel movements, or even pregnancy. But now we see a lot of our women also going through this during their perimenopausal stages and even during menopause. It's a concern. Dr. Tlailani says to me, 75% is bongi. Dr. Tlailani, so we are on hemorrhoids.
Yes.
How?
I hope I'm coming out clear. I don't know.
You are.
Okay.
No, you thanks. Are coming out very clear.
Right.
I know we had an issue with the headphones, but you're sounding good.
Okay. Thanks very much.
So what exactly are hemorrhoids?
Okay, you know, hemorrhoids, which we also said that they are called piles, né? And then these are swollen veins in the anus and lower rectum. They are like varicose veins. You know the varicose veins that we get on the legs?
Yeah.
And then also we get them on the lower esophagus, which cause some hematemesis, meaning bleeding.
Yeah.
It's just when the veins are bulging and then Yeah, that's right. And then we call them varicose veins. So these are the varicose veins, for instance, which are on the lower aspect of the anus. And they develop inside the rectum.
Mm-hmm.
They are called internal hemorrhoids, and others are called external hemorrhoids, depending on the situation in relation to the anus, either in the rectum or just above what you call a dentate line in the lower colon. So they develop under the skin, around the anus, and also called external. You know, there are those ones which are internal, there are those ones which are external. So basically, they are swollen veins in the anus,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of some other reasons that will come into the later stage.
Ah, okay.
Very uncomfortable.
Okay, right? Okay. Wait, Dr. Tlalane.
Yes.
How would you know, would they show at the back there?
No, you may not see them. You see,
can they be
types.
Inside?
There's two types.
Okay.
There is the internal ones.
Okay.
And there are external ones.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you look at the anatomy of the rectum, there is a fine line called the dentine line. That dentine line will describe whether you are in the colon or you are in the rectum. Now, those ones which are above the line are internal.
Okay.
And the ones which are below
yeah.
the external, and they present differently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The internal ones you may not see, but they are painless, fortunately, but they bleed.
The internal ones.
Yeah. And then the external ones
mm-hmm.
you can see and feel,
mm.
and then they are more aggressive than the internal ones in the sense that they can be very painful, very irritating, and if they bleed, they'll bleed.
You even feel it?
Yeah, you can even feel it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what causes these hemorrhoids or these piles?
Well, we really don't know what the cause is,
mm.
but we can speculate that the causes are due to some other lifestyle modification that we have instilled on ourselves, and
okay.
that is being constipated at all times.
Yeah.
And straining when passing stools.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen many people go to the loo with their cell phones to go and answer emails.
Newspaper.
Newspaper. And they strain for a long time there.
Oh, is that what it means when they say straining?
That's right.
Is that what you in the medical terms mean?
We call it
I thought straining. Maybe straining is not bringing, taking everything out.
No. You know, just that increase intra-abdominal pressure, which presses against the rectum,
uh-huh.
will obstruct the flow back, you know, the backflow, of those blood vessels. And then they bulge because they can't drain up
mm.
because of the straining that you exert on the anus.
So what about because we sit a lot?
That is also the cause.
So if you're sitting like we working
you sit all the time.
Oh my! I think I need to start presenting standing up.
Yes, that's right.
No.
I've observed something. I don't know if they were trying to avoid this in the television.
Yeah, presenters. People are now standing more.
Now, yeah. But now that can work against the varicose.
The varicose veins on the legs now.
Yeah.
So there has to be a balance.
Yeah, there has to be a balance.
Mm.
And then having long-lasting diarrhea or constipation or alternating,
mm.
that can cause what you call, and then unfortunately being obese, we don't know why obesity is related to hemorrhoids, but it has been an anecdotal observation that obese people are prone to getting hemorrhoids.
Okay.
And now coming back to a woman per se, you know, postmenopausal symptoms,
yeah.
one of them is development of hemorrhoids, pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
childbirth, and eating a low-fiber diet. And then regular lifting heavy items, like, if you pick up boxes as maybe a domestic worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick up boxes and everything. Those can stay because you increase the intra-abdominal pressure, which presses against the anal vasculature.
Yeah.
So those are basically the common, but the commonest ones are being pregnant,
uh-huh.
being in a menopausal,
uh-huh.
and eating a low-fat diet.
Okay. Is it only fiber that helps with digestion and regulation of the bowels?
Yeah, I would say as a, in a diet, yes, that's the only thing. You can still
water?
Use some.
What about lots of water?
I've been having this thing for quite a long time. Just hold on.
We are talking hemorrhoids piles with Dr. Tlailani. You can ask your questions. You can remain anonymous. I know that a lot of people wouldn't want to be known that they also have this. So if you desire to remain anonymous, yeah, you can, by all means, but you can call in and talk to us on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. And yeah, the lines are open for you, my family, even on our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. And I was not asking Dr. Tlailani about him drinking water. I was asking about water as in for diet, for the diet.
Oh,
how important is water? Because there are those people who even forget to drink water. They would eat everything and drink everything else but
water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, water is the best medicine.
Yeah.
I would encourage some people to drink at least, whether you're thirsty or not thirsty, about 6 to 8 glasses of water a day.
Yeah, make sure that you do drink.
Yeah. And that will make your stools to at least soften.
Okay.
Now you complement that with a high fiber diet, you know, fruits, vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And then less refined foods,
okay,
and preserved food, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then your stools will be okay. You know, that's what the gut wants.
But now, what about? Okay, all right. I guess we're still going to get there. But what about those who say, Dr. Tlailani, I hear you, but still with the high diet, with the high fiber. And the water and everything. The green leafies and everything, but still I experience this. So is it hormonal?
Well, in the case of females, for instance,
yeah,
you know that the estrogen is there to keep the integrity of the musculature, especially of the pelvis.
Yeah.
And then as you go into perimenopause and menopause,
yeah,
the estrogen goes down, and then that integrity of cells around there also go down. And the blood vessels, which are lacking in muscle, the rectal and lower colon blood vessels, they haven't got much musculature like any other ones around the body. So with estrogen deficiency, that disappears altogether, and then the blood vessels become vulnerable to pressure. When you increase the pressure in the abdomen,
Then
the blood vessels are going to swell up.
Okay.
They're going to form that,
could it be something that goes on now afterwards, even after menopause? Or would it stop?
Well, it will go. It will just continue.
Okay.
But after, say, maybe 18 months, well, many people go for about 18 months to 2 years with menopause. Then they settle down. And then somehow they just disappear. But we don't know why they disappear. But, you know, you won't get them. But we're going to get them immediately after you go into a perimenopause and then immediately postmenopause.
Oh, okay. So would exercises like your
exercises,
what do you call them? The key, I forgot. Those that exercises the pelvis?
Yeah, that's right. You have to exercise the
pelvis.
So
Zipa.
You have to do that.
Okay.
Well, fortunately, you know, most antenatal clinics offer that exercise.
Those exercises.
That you take home, you know, you proceed with it, you know, in preparation for how you're going to push.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then those exercises are very good. The pelvic exercises, you know, they've got physiotherapists who can teach you exactly how to do, to target each and every muscle of the pelvis.
Okay.
There's plenty of muscles there, you know.
And then it will strengthen.
Yeah, it will strengthen.
Yeah.
There are muscles which control the rectum, muscles which control the urethra, muscles which control the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all those muscles should be trained. You know,
okay. I also noticed that it is mentioned that some of these are also affected by engaging sexual activity that is like really exposing, or should I say, putting pressure on those muscles as well.
I'm not sure how will that really be causing destabilized lower rectal muscles.
Yeah.
Unless people take part in this or anal sex, you know. That's the only way that I can, you know, see.
That makes it.
But otherwise, I don't think any sexual
positions can also expose.
Expose you to that.
All right, there's a question for you, but let me do this, and then let's ask you that question coming there from Petra. Hi, Petra. Are you back in South Africa?
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Did you know you can now listen to all your favorite Radio Pulpit programs and more in English and vernacular languages like isiZulu and Setswana online? Tune in to our new online station, Radio Pulpit Jikelele, for award-winning Christian content and great gospel music anytime, anywhere. Listen to your favorite presenters like Ray Lekgodi, Lukhomkwedi Phuthi, Sibongile Mofokeng, Godfrey Moabi, Ayanda Nenemba, Anele Chocha, Cheryl Mudli, and many, many, many more. Radio Pulpit Jikelele, wherever you are, 24 hours a day. Tune in today. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
That's where you at on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I am with Dr. Abel Clayland. We're talking hemorrhoids or piles. The lines are open. You can talk to us 012-334-1322. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. Okay, there is a family member who's asking, will chilies help when it comes to us eating right? Dr. Clayland, you spoke about food. So chilies.
Okay, with chilies, I don't know, she means eating chilies.
Well, you can't put... I can't imagine one putting it somewhere in the rectum. Okay, but like eating it, yes.
Okay, what I know is that the chilies contain a certain substance called capsaicin. Now, this capsaicin, it increases the blood flow of the blood flow in the circulation, potentially worsening hemorrhoids symptoms like bleeding or swelling. So I wouldn't encourage that. And then they also cause irritation and discomfort because this chili, the spicy nature of the chilies, can irritate the digestive tract.
Okay.
That of the anus, leading to discomfort, itching, and burning sensation in people with hemorrhoids. More longer after eating them, I've seen many people I think there is a certain, I don't know if, but let me not talk about it.
Uh-huh.
There is also a digestive issue, uh-huh, which can cause stomach upset, like diarrhea and constipation in some individuals,
yeah,
which will exacerbate the hemorrhoids. So I'm not sure if you can really be eating chilies and hope that it will improve your hemorrhoids.
Okay.
But there are some other people who say it works well in the sense that it soothes and causes an anti-inflammatory effect on the hemorrhoids.
Okay.
When they are irritated and highly inflamed.
Oh, okay.
But I would encourage not to take that if you've got the hemorrhoids.
And I guess it also depends, again, what kind of chilies. I was talking to someone yesterday. At first, he was fine with eating, what do we call it? What do we call it again? Cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
Yes, and because cayenne pepper is known to have all these health qualities and all. And he says, no, I was doing fine. But now recently, whenever I would eat cayenne pepper, I become dizzy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I'm no longer touching cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
Because now I don't know what it does into my system because I get dizzy.
Well, many dietitians do encourage us to take cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
When you want to spice our foods or something like that, because it helps, especially with your blood circulation and then your cholesterol. So, you see, some of these things, you know, they're good and bad.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
But in moderation,
yeah,
as I always say, it's okay.
Alrighty then. Okay, family, you can ask your questions. You can talk to us. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. A family member says, we also go through the same. Okay, please do not mention my name, but we also go through the same, Sisibongile, and it's really hard. It is hard, Dr. Tlailan.
Where are you reading this?
No. This one is, you know, when family member says, yeah. Okay. It's like, you are Oscar Vu. Maybe like she doesn't want to be mentioned by name.
Right.
Okay. Hi, family. How are you?
I just want to ask a question.
Uh-huh.
On the show that's on, is it Radio Pulpit?
Yeah, you are on Radio Pulpit. You can ask your question.
Yes, I just want to ask a question on the show that's on now.
Mm-hmm. You can continue. You are live on air.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
I just want to ask.
Can ask your question.
Yes, I want to ask, is it advice to take out your piles?
Okay, then. Is that all?
Yes, and what is the reason for the itching at the anus or the anal?
What is the reason for?
The itching. It itches.
Oh, the itching. All righty then. Cool stuff. Listen via radio. Thank you so much, family member.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Tlailane, is it advisable?
I don't know if you can just...
yes, the first one. Is it advisable to remove piles? To have them removed? That's the number one. Number two, what causes it now that it would itch?
Okay.
And I know that when it comes to the creams and the suppository, they would write that this would remove the itching. And so number one. Removing it?
Now, let's see. When you go and see a doctor and then he diagnoses you with a hemorrhoid,
mm-hmm,
it all depends how they present. If they present with bleeding, then that bleeding should stop. If they present with itchiness or irritation, that should be dealt with. You can treat them conservatively by warm baths and some warming of the perianal area,
uh-huh,
but it's going to cause it to be at home in bed.
Okay.
Right. And then there comes a time when there is nothing that you can do. The itchiness, the bleeding continues. That surgery has to be
So is it removing them or is it what happens?
You remove them.
Completely.
Now what happens is, now with the internal ones, will prolapse to the outside.
Oh, okay.
And that's very irritating. Nobody wants to be moving about with those things.
Yes.
So what they do is either you bend them, that is tie them until, you know, to deprive them of the blood supply.
Okay.
And then they will eventually fall. Okay. Or the surgeon will surgically go and remove them from the root where they come from, inside the anus, and then stitch.
That won't affect the sphincter?
No, no.
Okay.
No. No, no, no. The sphincter is very, very far from that.
Oh, okay.
And then if there is a hemorrhoid which is outside, an external one.
Yeah.
It's also very irritating. Like this gentleman says, it irritates.
Yeah.
You have to remove it. Now, that's going to be surgically removed by having to incise it and then reconstruct that area by stitching.
Okay, but when you have them for the first time, it doesn't mean that they have to be removed.
You can try conservative management, but usually it fails. 80% of patients with hemorrhoids, especially the internal ones, they end up with surgery.
Oh, okay, but those that are outside?
No, those ones, cosmetically, they are not
acceptable. Okay, let's get it clear. There are these ones you have to push in. Those are the internal ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
The external ones you can't push in because it belongs down there.
Oh.
That's the one which has to be removed irrespective of what.
So there is something called a fissure as well?
Yeah, a fissure.
How is it different from the piles?
No, a fissure is something different in the sense that it's got nothing to do with the blood vessels.
Oh, okay.
The fissure is an inflammation around the anus because of chronic irritation, either maybe using when you wipe, you know, you use unhealthy,
like a hard, okay,
yeah, then it's going to cause that fissure where there's going to be proliferation of the folds of the anus, and then it will cause irritation, it will cause sub abscesses, and which will make you itchy all the time, especially when it's a bit hot.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the treatment there usually is just anal stress. There is nothing to remove unless they have formed sinuses. More and more, they have to be excised and be stitched back.
Okay, so now the itching part, because he also asked about the itching part. I thought the fissure is the one that would cause the itching.
Yeah, no, both cause itching.
Okay.
So hemorrhoids and fissures do cause itching. It's just that the pathophysiology is different.
Ah.
The hemorrhoid has to do with the blood vessels, and the fissure has to do with the local tissue, which is irritated by either poor hygiene or scratching unnecessarily. Now, the itchiness is caused by the inflammation, by the inflammatory reaction of the body. Remember, once you get a problem like maybe a hemorrhoid, it's going to cause inflammation. The inflammation produces those histamines and those cytokines, those hormones, you know, the allergy hormones. Yeah, and then you tend to itchy. And then you're going to scratch. And then by that scratching, you're going to introduce infection. And then that infection is going to predispose you to abscess formation, which, of course, has to be drained.
Okay, so when we're looking at the women, I remember, Dr. Tlelane, you said after menopause, they just disappear.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that women would need a surgery for those.
No, no, you may need surgery.
Still?
If they don't disappear.
So after menopause?
After menopause, yeah.
Because what I've heard, some say a little peanut comes out.
Okay, you may not worry about that. It's okay.
The little peanut.
as long as it's not causing, you know, you any problem like itchiness, bleeding, or something like that, or it affects your quality of life. It's okay. Leave it.
Okay.
It'll disappear by itself.
Like it can. Sometimes it might be harmless and no pain and all, but then later on, or some other day, once in a while, it's like wah with pain and itchiness, and then it's silent again. You don't have to worry.
No, I don't have to worry.
Oh, okay. No. We get scared by everything.
Yeah, but it's better to be scared. You see, in Sesotho, they say, how old you feel, how old you
are. Yeah.
You know, the strong or the ones who feel that they are stronger, the relatives are the ones who are going to cry because they're going to die, you know. All right. Now, once you see a doctor, if you have bleeding during bowel movements or you have hemorrhoids that don't improve after a week of home care, like maybe local steroids or local anesthetic cream, then you have to see a doctor.
How long should you react?
A week.
A week.
Yeah.
You should improve.
Okay. Conservative management.
So if it doesn't respond, we have a problem.
You have to see a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And then don't assume, you know, rectal bleeding is due to hemorrhoids, especially if you have changes in bowel habits like stools changing color and consistency, because that could mean something. You know, there are some other colonic problems like colorectal cancer, ulcerative colitis, or anal cancer.
Yeah.
You could be dealing with a thing like that. And then if you don't improve, please go and see a doctor, and then they will do a thorough examination, take biopsies where it's necessary.
Okay.
And then they can come up with the answer. And then seek emergency care if you have any large amounts of rectal bleeding, because that could mean, for instance, it's a cancer or a polyp. So it's very important that if you don't improve within a week or so, seek help from your doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Seek help from your doctor if you don't improve after a week or so.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But otherwise, over the counter.
Yeah, we've got lots of over-the-counter medication that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ointments, suppositories. They are usually made up of steroids, antihistamines, or painkillers like methane. And then you can take some systemic over-the-counter paracetamol or something like that, which will release the pain, relieve the pain a little bit. What you shouldn't do is take antibiotics, because people rush to antibiotics.
Yeah.
Even if there is no infection. There's no infection there with hemorrhoids.
Okay.
And then just because they see a little bit of a lump there, they think it's an abscess, then they start taking antibiotics. Fortunately, they won't give you antibiotics over the counter, you see.
Yeah. I guess maybe it's not even about that, Dr. Lelani. Not about... I suspect it is more connected to the itchiness, and immediately one thinks itchy, one thinks infection, right?
The itchiness can be sorted out by the steroid cream.
Okay.
That itchiness will disappear. And
Then
you've got a local anesthetic cream, which will take care of the pain.
Okay.
And you can take paracetamol orally, which will take care of the systemic pain. And then you'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take the last break and then come back with Dr. Tlailani, taking the sounds there from Pastor Benjamin Dube featuring Clay Ntombela, the only one. Are we coming back?
Okay, thank you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at, and we gave you awesome, beautiful music there from Pastor Benjamin Dube featuring Hle Ntombela and the song The Only One. And we are just summing up now with Dr. Tlailani. We are still talking hemorrhoids and hemorrhoids or piles with Dr. Tlailani. And your time is flying today. Bon, time is flying today. Before we knew it, it's almost time up. And so, Dr. Tlailani, you wanted to share about the what?
The prevention.
The prevention.
Yeah.
Is it possible to prevent?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, let me give you a list of things that you should be doing really. And the best way to prevent hemorrhoids is to keep your stool soft so that they pass smoothly and easily through the anus.
Okay.
That's the only way. Now, you can achieve that by eating a high-fiber foods, as I've said. You know, eat more fruits, vegetables, and the whole grains. Now, doing so softens the stools and it increases its bulk. And this will help to avoid straining that can cause, you know, these piles. And then if you add fiber to your diet slowly to avoid problems, you must also watch out, because you can be forming some gas then.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can become flatulent, but it's not a very serious complication. Now, you drink plenty of water, you know, 6 to 8 glasses of water, and then, or any other liquids, but pure water, I think, is the best. And then avoid alcohol at all times, if you can help it.
Yeah.
And consider fiber supplements if you can't have fruits and vegetables, you know, because, you know, those are not easy to get nowadays because of the financial constraints. And then don't strain, you know, straining and holding your breath when trying to pass through create greater pressure in the veins, in the lower rectum, and that will cause hemorrhage. So don't do that. And as we are still saying that, don't go to the loo with your cell phone or a newspaper, please.
And then, diary, people say, this is my quiet place.
Yeah, that's right.
Never have a quiet place.
Yeah. You're going to end up having to strain there, and unless you're reading the news or doing whatever with your cell phone.
So, are you saying we should be on our feet more?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And then you should also exercise and stay active to help prevent constipation and reduce pressure on these veins. As you exercise, you know, you mobilize your blood vessels to have a higher, better blood flow. Exercise also can help you to lose excess weight that might be causing your hemorrhage or making them worse, like in a state of obesity.
Yeah.
Try to lose weight. And then that you can also do with exercise. And then avoid long periods of sitting, please. Sitting too long, especially on the toilet, can increase the pressure on the veins in the anus, and that will predispose you to hemorrhage acquisition.
Yeah, so if you constantly find yourself driving, make sure that you have more times also of walking and
walk around,
exercising.
And go back to the logical. See, when you drive long distances, make sure that every 2 hours you rest.
Okay.
Walk around.
At least 2 hours.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah, you find a person has locked themselves in the toilet for hours and hours. Like, hey, Batum! We want to use that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so avoid all of that.
You should avoid that. And then, every illness has got complications, but with hemorrhage, at least we've got 3 main complications which you should be aware of. And that is, if you bleed heavily, you could get anemia, or you can strangulate the hemorrhoids. More and more, you are going to get excruciating pains.
Yeah.
That will be an emergency to remove them.
Okay.
And then blood clot formation. Sometimes a clot can form in these hemorrhoids, and this is called a thrombose hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Now, a thrombose hemorrhoid is quite very painful and excruciating.
Yeah.
And then, although not dangerous, it can be extremely painful, and sometimes needs to be drained immediately when you come to the ER. The doctor will just localize you and drain it.
All right.
So those are the complications, you know, anemia, strangulation, and blood clot.
Yeah. But you can prevent. You can prevent. Dr. Tlelani, thank you so much for talking to us about this. This is one of the embarrassing things that people don't want to talk about.
Oh, we talk about them every day.
Oh, well, Opelo, I know you're in the medical space. You talk about everything. But thank you so much for educating us on these and bringing hope, because antibiotics. Because you're
okay.
Yeah, so but thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you.
You're most welcome, Bongi.
And yes, family, they can get hold of you on 078-738-2694. But from 6 o'clock, between 6 and 9.
That's
otherwise
right.
You can just send a WhatsApp and Dr. Tlelani will respond whenever he can.
Yeah.
It's 078-738-2694. 078-738-2694.
That's
May God
right.
awesomely bless you. Thank you,
thank
Dr. Tlelani.
Bye bye, family.
And bye bye from me as well. And hello to Dramini Yanni Pelsa on Perspective. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. My family, you and I are meeting on Friday on Heart to Heart from 12 up until 3, leaving you with the sounds of Todd Dulany and the title of the song, Victory Belongs to Jesus.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.